I'm Jack Dan, the author or editor of over 75 books, including The Man Who Melted and The Memory Cathedral. And I'm listening to Blood Noir on Para X and Anchor.
Hey, this is Rebecca, host of The Shadows Radio on the Para X Radio Network. You're listening to Blood Noir audio drama on Para X and Anchor.
Hi, stranger. Buy me a drink.
Why, sure, darling.
Pull up a chair.
Don't mind if I do. Barkeep, give us a couple whiskeys.
You know how to drink your way to a girl's heart.
And her underthings.
We'll see. You got a name?
They call me Sam Hill, darling. Most people spit and say my name. What do they call a pretty thing like me?
Charlotte. Unless you have a name you like better.
Well, I don't think so, darling. Charlotte fits you perfect. Say, you wouldn't have happened to see two buddies of mine ride through town, have you?
I've seen a lot of fellas come through in the past year. What? They take a couple dollars from you in a card game?
Did worse than that. One short takes charge, sometimes casts spells, knows a lot about the occult, calls himself Fowler. The other is Granger, taller, dark-haired, wears a bowler, has pointed teeth, might be a vampire. Maybe has wings like a bat. They talk a lot about hunting werewolves, killing demons, fighting off a plague of flesh-eating flies, and running from a town of vampire children.
No, mister. Say, those two sound a little bit weird.
Just funning you, darling.
This hombre bothering you, sweet Charlotte?
Well...
Hey! I like your sombrero, partner. It makes your head look a lot fatter.
I'm gonna cut your heart out and feed it to the horses.
Look at his eyes! They're bright red!
Why don't we feed them yours instead? Why don't we feed them yours instead?
The Sundowners is a book of Wild Western audio scripts written by Mark Slade with the cover by Cameron Hampton. Published by Rogue Planet Press and can be found on Lulu.com and other outlets books are sold.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
I'm sure you you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
God. We passed out on the beach. Again. Where are my heels?
What? What's going on? Hey. Your stockings are ripped.
Max, let go of my legs.
You kicked sand in my face.
Where the hell are my heels?
Where are we?
Look around you. We are still at the beach. Damn it, where are my heels?
So we are. Last night's party must have been a doozy.
My God, I told you before, Max. Hans and Velma always throw a great party. Oh, there's my heels. There you are, my beauties. Oh. Oh, no. Max! Max! Max!
What in the world are you screaming for? Don't you know I have a headache the size of Tokyo? Hey! Don't hug me so tight! What's wrong with you?
There's a dead man.
What?
Max, I said there is a dead man down there.
Oh. So it is.
God, Max, I'm glad it dawned on you that we passed out on the beach and slept it off with a dead man.
Looks like he drowned.
You are so perceptive.
You think the party is still going on? I'm starving.
If I remember correctly, and I don't always anymore, Hans and Velma's parties last for days.
Well, this one started on Tuesday, and it's Sunday morning.
Max, I just came out of a drunken stupor. You expect me to remember what day it is?
That reminds me. Why did you have to insult Olivia Dale like that?
I don't know what you mean, Maxwell Feldstein Dalton. I don't insult people. I comment on their personalities and dress, that's all. I'm just a life commentator.
You said she looked like a pig farmer. Then you said no one would be able to tell her apart from the pigs. Really, Ginger, insulting someone's clothes is one thing. Insulting them because they're overweight? That's harsh.
I am not going to apologize for being a realist, even if it is harsh. Don't look at me that way. Someone has to say that. You have to admit, she is a bit odd.
A bit odd? Damn right weird. Disgusting the way she smokes those cigars.
And that godforsaken necklace? What is it, made of human teeth? Oh, I just couldn't stand to be in the same room as her, and I'm a little appalled Hans and Velma invite her to their parties.
Hey, why does that drowned guy have your purse?
What? Oh my...
Ginger? He has part of your stockings in his hands.
Oh God, Max, I don't remember anything except... talking to this man when I went out to the beach for fresh air.
Something happened, Ginger. You are a mess. And he has a portion of your clothing. Ow!
Get a hold of yourself, Max. Remember, you passed out here too. You are just as guilty as I am.
He struck me.
The ocean is quite violent this morning.
Of course it is. The tide is high.
What time is it, Max?
6:45. Why?
No one on the beach. Grab my purse. And for God's sake, remove that part of my stocking from his hand.
He's got a grip on that fabric. Jesus, what the hell?
Max, quit playing around. Of course he has a grip. It's called a death grip. Come here and help me.
What are you doing? Damn, it's cold.
Help me roll him into the ocean. The waves will carry him out, hopefully very far. There he goes, Max. Problem solved.
I see.
Mr. and Mrs. Dalton, how nice to see you.
Mr. Colby, Max and I will be staying here the rest of the week. I expect our usual room is ready.
Of course, Mrs. Dalton. Here is your key. Please sign here. On behalf of the entire staff at the Yorga Suites, we are honored to have you and Mr. Dalton back.
How very nice of you, Mr. Colby. We enjoy ourselves whenever we stay at the Yorga, don't we, Max?
God, nothing better doing this godforsaken city.
Oh, we know you do, you lushes. We enjoy having you here, Mrs. Dalton.
Yes, Mr. Colby?
Take the Dalton's bags to room 465, Davies. And next time you work, Davies, make sure you shine those awful secondhand shoes.
Yes, Mr. Colby.
Here are their keys. Enjoy your stay, Mr. and Mrs. Dalton.
What's the matter? I put deodorant on, I swear.
There, behind you.
Came back.
Yeah.
Mr. Colby was on vacation, true, but because he came back don't mean you gotta scream.
No, you idiot! Look behind you! Do you not see a dead body in that elevator?
Lady, I know I don't seem too bright to use, but I ain't nuts. There ain't no dead body in this here elevator.
The body was lying there.
He's gone.
You twos want to take the stairs then? Seeing as how you twos are afraid of the big bad elevator?
Of course not. Only a fool walks where they can ride. Come along, Max. It's just the alcohol. It's not real.
You know, my grandfather used to get those.
Get what?
Disillusioned. Got so bad we had to lock him in the basement. One night he got out and chopped up 3 people. No kidding. I know what you're thinking. Nah, he didn't go to jail. He just went back into our basement. The people he chopped up, they were made into dog food. No kidding. Hey, folks, don't you want me to take your bags to your room?
We need another bottle. I get it.
No, you are too drunk to walk, mister.
I can get it. Ow. Did you have to push me down with your foot?
I told you. You were too drunk to walk. And what I say goes.
Take your foot off of my chest.
No, you don't.
You got your foot in my mouth.
I will remove it as soon as you say, I'm the boss.
You're the boss.
There. That wasn't that hard now, was it?
Go get the bottle, will ya?
Damn it. I will turn it down, but it's not danceable if it's not loud. Oh no, Max. That's the last bottle of rum. I love rum so much. Max.
Look in the gray suitcase on the bed.
Max, you think of everything.
Oh. You always want something, don't you? Never do nothing. Nothing for me. Whoa! Can't let her see me in the bath. What? Jesus, God!
I have asked several times, is my bath ready?
Yeah, it's ready for my queen.
Stop being silly, Max. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, God.
What? What's wrong?
You're showing them to me.
For God's sakes, Max. You've seen my breasts before. Please, Max. Darling, you taste like that horrible gin. You know I hate...
I love you. You intolerable bitch.
Love you, you intolerable drunk. Max, you are wicked.
Before you take your bath, you need some of this.
Oh, Max, you know how to get a girl in the mood. You know I love tequila.
Come here.
You are wicked. Max, you're kissing my neck too hard. Max, you're acting like an animal. Max, not so hard. What? I'm losing my balance. What? Whoa!
Whoa!
Max, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I'm all wet.
Of course you are all wet. So am I. Max? What am I sitting on?
A hand? Maybe mine?
No, you imbecile. I feel a nose, a mouth, an ear, some hair.
I don't see him down again. Where did that bottle go?
Never be rid of that dead man.
Drink this and he'll disappear.
No, Max, can't you see? He will always be with us. Always.
We have to get him out of our hair again. Hey, how about toss him out the window?
No, Max. Now you're just being silly.
Who could that be?
Oh, Max, whoever it is, get rid of them. I have to think of a way out of this horrid situation.
Yes?
I am Mrs. Dolores Ford. I am somewhat of a respectable owner of a floral company.
Oh, we aren't buying today.
No, I am not selling.
What are you here for?
I'm here for the floral convention.
What are you here for?
Please let me talk. I'm here to complain to you about the noise you two are making.
Then shut your ears off.
Do not insult me.
Hey, look who's here. Ginger, Hans and Velma are here. Move back, will ya?
Hey, I want to talk to you.
Excuse me.
Oh, how rude.
It's so good to see you, dear boy.
Go right in here, Hans. Ginger will be glad to see you.
Max, I hope you had a good time at our party.
Well, I don't remember it, so I must have.
Hans, oh, this is wonderful.
Beautiful robe you are wearing, darling.
Sweet Velma.
Delighted to see you, darling.
Oh. Olivia.
I'm very eager to see you and Ginger again.
I'll bet. Hey, Ginger. Olivia's here, too.
I see who it is.
I want to talk to you. I will get the manager.
This is where you crawl inside a bottle and sleep the days away?
You still smell like horse piss.
Please. No insults. This is exactly why we are here.
Yes, call a truce, please, for our sake. The two of you don't have to be friends with Hans and I, but possibly civil, hmm?
I can do it. Of course.
I am nothing but civil. So I make a few comments.
Ginger, darling, I know you are capable of better things. Don't lie your way out of this.
I'm sorry. The past morning and last night have been very trying for Max and I.
That's what we want to talk to you two about.
Come again?
Do you know anything about Olivia Dale?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Max, do you?
I'm afraid not. Who are we talking about?
Olivia here was born in 1911. Her father was a local newspaper titan in London, but he had other ties than kings and queens and presidents. Supernatural ones.
1911? Well, that would make her...
Oh, yes. That old. You understand, I can change people's fortunes. And their misfortunes.
She changed our fortune. Velma was a waitress in Oakland just 5 years ago. When I met her, I sold knick-knacks in empty parking lots. We met Olivia, by chance, at party of a mutual friend, who, by the way, has been in more fatal car wrecks than any human. He's still alive.
The dead man? The drowned one? He's a curse. I played that curse on you.
This is a joke!
Ginger, please listen!
So what do you want, old woman?
I want an apology. You give me that, and I will remove the drowned man from your life. Simple.
No way in hell, witch! I will never give in to an ogre of a woman like you. I despise everything about you. Your hair, your smell, your weight, even the warts on your face. Get out of my room, you ugly little hellhound.
Very well. I'm sorry, my dear Hans and Velma. I tried.
Please, reconsider.
It really is in your best interest.
No, I'm afraid I cannot. I'm sorry, old friends.
Okay. What's done is done.
My God, Max. What the hell was that?
That, Ginger, was not a smart move.
You're taking their side? How ridiculous!
Come look behind the sofa and tell me how ridiculous it is.
Max, he's back!
That's it. He's going out the window.
Don't touch him, Max. He's so bloated.
Mr. and Mrs. Dalton.
They have been very loud all night, Mr. Colby.
You want I should get the cops, Mr. Colby?
Mr. and Mrs. Dalton?
Mr. Colby.
Please, Mrs. Ford.
Because I know a guy on the force named Tom Petty. No, not the singer guy. He's not as ugly and he can't carry a tune. He carries a gun. Sergeant Petty arrested my brother for boosting nightcrawlers from a bait shop. He said he was rescuing him. No, not Tom Petty, the singer guy.
Ugh. Loud screaming. Bottles breaking.
Mrs. Ford, let me handle this.
Arguing, laughing, loud music. All of that noise.
Mr. and Mrs. Dalton. Please answer at once.
I even heard them doing it.
Both of you, shut up.
Oh, Mr. Colby.
Both of you, please just stand to the right of me. That's it. Thank you. Now, I shall handle things. Mrs. Ford, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I will handle it. Davies, not another word. I'll have to open the door myself. Mr. and Mrs. Dalton, are you still here? We're coming in. Mrs. Ford, please.
I want to talk to them face to face once more.
Very well. Davies.
Yes, Mr. Colby?
Inside at once.
Find out which one that you wanted to see, and I ran out.
Look, stupid.
No, Herbert.
Stupid.
Herbert.
Stupid.
Stupid Herbert. That's right. That's me. Well, you shouldn't get upset, man. Because, Mr., I don't know the girl, see? And that's why I ran
back. It's a good thing you don't know. I don't want you to know. I don't want you to even look.
No, I won't.
Turn the television off, Davies.
Yes, Mr. Colby.
Oh, she's good enough for anybody.
What?
I didn't mean nothing by that.
What the hell have they been doing in here? Why is the carpet so wet?
Trash. Nothing but trash is what they are. I don't care who you say they are, Mr. Colby. I don't care if Mrs. Dalton's father did build this hotel. Nothing but trash, I tell you.
Davies, let's look in the bathroom. Please, Mrs. Ford. I have a terrible headache, and you are not helping. I suppose you'll want to call your friend on the police force, Mr. Davies.
Yeah. Sure thing, Mr. Colby. The damnedest thing. Both are lying on the floor, not in a tub. But drowned to death?
Blood Noir, Episode 5, The Drowned Man, starred Carol Stokes, Pete Lutz, Victor Aurelius, Jeff Niles, Sharon Bloomberg, Rich Wentworth, Maggie Strain, and Claire Berg, featuring Pete Lutz as the stranger. Credit narration by Sharon O. Bloomberg. Blood Noir was created by Mark Slade. Music by Carpenter's Notch and Paul Chambers. Theme music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics.com. Written and directed by Mark Slade.
Rocket 88.